Good morning, everybody. This is another episode of Raise a Hallelujah. We just hope everybody's having a wonderful day today. And today's episode, we have some special guests with us. So we have Brother Leonard and Sister Tanya from our church. And we just love these people. They're great people.
Very special.
And I've noticed just throughout the time, Brother Leonard always has a great testimony. And he's shared some of them with the church. And we've just enjoyed him so well. So today he's going to share some of the things that God's done for him and his family. And we just hope it encourages you and increases your faith today. So, Brother Leonard, if you'd like to start, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know about when I was 13. I was doing some little bit of weightlifting there at my house in Franklin. My cousin had come stay with us from Butler, Indiana. And we were getting ready to take her back home. So I seemed like I felt something pull when I was lifting weights and things. Didn't think much about it at the time. But we end up going to Indiana. It's probably 3.5 hours or so from Franklin. But once we got there, I started getting sick. Didn't know why. Just one minute seemed like I was real sick. Next minute, I was fine. There was times that I got out and was pitching horseshoes and just different things. They was having prayer meeting there at my uncle's house in Indiana. So mom and him was, of course, enjoying that. But it wasn't as much enjoyment for me because it seemed like every little bit I'd just get sick again.
Yeah.
They had no idea what was going on. But at one point I got so bad that I told my mom, I said, Mom, I want you to pray for me. I said, you know, I don't want to die and be lost or whatever. You know, yeah. I was letting her know. I felt like I was really dying. I knew I was.
Yeah.
I just felt it. And so they prayed for me and got a little bit better. Ended up going to one of the hospitals there in Indiana. They put me in the hospital and I was in there, I think, from Sunday night to maybe Monday morning. But they released me. They didn't know what was going on. They done some different things, couldn't find anything going on. So we ended up coming back home. Got back home. They ended up taking me back down to the hospital there in Middletown. And they went in exploratory surgery. Had two different doctors, I guess, working on me. And they just had to go in and try to find out what was going on. So come to find out, my appendix had burst and was rotted inside me. They said it was straight poison. Had been that way for 5 days.
Wow.
Usually they say 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the maximum you can live. Yeah. And my mom said that she heard the doctors, Dr. Linder and Dr. Schartz, is walking down the hallway, and they was talking, and they said, had never seen nothing like that in their lives. Said that they got in there and my appendix had been burst for 5 days. Said it was straight poison, and said there was some fatty tissue there and it was holding it in and it was just seeping out just enough to make me sick.
Wow.
But I know one thing. I know God brought me through that. Because
yes.
It just.
You had to think.
Yeah, there's no way.
5 days.
Yeah.
5 days with a burst appendix.
Yeah, there's no way, you know, no logical way that you can live through that without God's got his hand in it.
Yeah.
But I just figured that he looked down the road and he seen that I was needed at 5 miles today. And I mean, he sees it way out ahead of us.
Yeah.
We have no idea. Have no idea what's going to go on in our lives from day to day. Right. We just get up and hopefully thank God that he give us breath another day.
Yeah.
But we end up getting up and going another day, and God, by the grace of God, of course, and we just try to make it day by day. Yeah. But there's things that God has brought us through just so many times. We know for a fact he had his hand in it, because we wouldn't be here today, and this is one of them, when he kept me alive that long with burst appendix.
No doubt. I've heard many stories of people's appendix bursting, or even just at the point of about to burst, and they said they felt like, you know, they thought they were going to die like right then. So I can't imagine 5 days.
Yeah.
I mean, That's crazy. And like you said, had it been the hand of God, because no other explanation for it.
The thing is, like I said, I didn't want to die and be lost. Right. I'd been raised in church. So I knew that if I died and I wasn't saved, that I was going to hell. I wouldn't be able to make it to heaven. I wouldn't see my family again, be able to see Jesus.
Yeah.
But that was when I was out in sin still yet. And even though I was only 13, I knew right from wrong. So I knew that I had to be saved through and by the blood of Jesus in order to be able to make it to heaven.
Right.
But I just thank him for his mercy. He's just so merciful. And Jesus give it all. He didn't go part of the way. He give it all for us.
Yes. Amen.
So as you guys, as you begin to grow and as you got older, you, I'm sure, met each other. And so is that when the back injury began, or was that a couple years?
It was a year later.
A year later.
We were married. A year later.
It was, I was in a truck wreck. I worked for a place in Middletown, and actually one of their trucks, me and another gentleman was in Lebanon doing a job. We got done, was heading back toward the shop, so I come down to this crossroad here, so there were vehicles every direction. I see him coming down behind me, and I said, he's not slowing down, you know, and evidently the brakes went out on his truck, and he tried to get around me, but there was too much traffic. And it hit the truck, and when it did, it folded the cab of the truck and the bed and everything right around me. And from that point, I started having issues with my back. And I worked like that for a while. Finally, we ended up moving to Adams County. And I got so bad that my back was so bad, I was going to the chiropractor 2 and 3 times a week.
Mm.
Tanya, she was having to dress me. I mean, not completely dress me. I couldn't get my shoes on, my socks, couldn't dress myself. It's all I could do to just get, you know, get out of bed and be able to make it back and forth to the bathroom. It was just really bad.
Wow.
I mean, extreme lower back pain. And we just kept going. And finally, in 98, the Lord saved me and her. And we went over to a Baptist church over outside of it's Beach Fork Baptist Church over outside of Peebles there. And we went over there with our friends of ours. And the woman was preaching about fishers of men. And the Lord tugged at my heart. And I just headed to the altar. And then I heard her say, come on, wife.
Mm.
So I knew she was right behind me.
Mm.
And I just thank God. I thank God that he's so graceful, so merciful.
Yeah.
That precious blood. But anyway, it wasn't long after that. I mean, I was still having back troubles and all, but wasn't long after that. It got so bad I couldn't sit, hardly couldn't stand. But we started going back over to the little church at Mayhill. It's a little storefront church. And we were going over there pretty regular. And we was in revival. And we'd go every night, and I'd get prayed for every night. I said, I know if I'm faithful to the Lord, he'll be faithful to me.
Right.
I mean, he's faithful to us anyway.
Right.
Even when we don't deserve it. But I just kept going. And we was trying to find furniture and stuff for a house we had built. And so we was down at Eastgate. And Tanya said, are you going to church tonight? I said, absolutely. I said, if I can come down here, and whether it be riding one of these carts or hobble around, whatever, with my back hurt, and I could go to church.
Mm.
So I went to church, and I just kept going, kept getting prayed for, and the Lord didn't heal me at that time. But later on, we were still working on the house. I almost fell on the floor. My back about went out on me, about fell on the floor. My brother, Larry, he's gone on to be with the Lord now, but he said, you might ought to find you a place to sit down for a while or something. So I think it was me and Sarah, I think she is the one with me, and we got in the truck and headed back to back up to Mom and Dad's. It's probably about 5 miles from where we were building. And we got up there, and I was able to get in there and sit down in one of their chairs and try to get some relief. And it was hard to do because my lower back was pretty much shot. Just couldn't hardly do anything. And but I was trying to rest there a little bit, and I heard my cousin. He was working on a house across the road where we were building. He come in with Dad and my brother Larry, and Mom was in there in the kitchen, and she was trying to fix something up for lunch for him. And he come in and greeted her, and he said, "Where's Leonard at?" And Mom said, "He's in there in the living room." So they gathered together, my brother and my mom and Dad and my cousin. And walked in there with the oil, and he said, "God's going to heal your back." And I believed him because I'd been praying, been getting prayed for. I believed him, and he laid hands on me, and God moved, I was a miracle right then because God moved for me. It wasn't about 5 minutes. Somebody called me from the house we was working on about the septic system, and I bent over and put my own shoes on and tied them for the first time in weeks, maybe even months.
Wow.
Because Tanya had been dressing me and everything. I just couldn't hardly do anything.
Yeah.
And I put my shoes on, got on a four-wheeler and rode it 5 miles down there to meet with him about that. And of course, you know how the enemy is. He'll always try to come in and, and convince you different.
Mm-hmm.
But I know God healed my back that day. And I've been going ever since. And, you know, if no matter what I can do, it'll never repay the Lord for what he's done for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you get in so much pain that you can't hardly stand to even live because you're hurting so bad day to day. Then you know when God moves for you in that way, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And that's not the greatest miracle he'd done in my life. The greatest miracle he'd done in my life was save my soul.
Yeah. He's faithful, ain't he?
Oh, my. Yeah. If people only knew, if they only knew how faithful God was, he is so amazing.
I love that. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
I mean, if they could really taste and see how good he really is, they'd want it themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, he's so amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the world just got such a hold on people that they don't want to turn loose of it. But if they only had any idea of what they would gain next to what they'd have to give up. It's nothing what they'd have to give up.
It's worth it.
Oh, my.
I mean, the Lord's just so much better than anything the world has to offer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yeah. And he has moved for us so many times.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether Tanya wants to talk about it or not, but she's got a testimony about how the Lord moved where we had lost she said she thought she was carrying twins at the time.
Wow.
But it's up to her if she wants to talk about it.
It was 2002, May 14th, 2002. I miscarried one. And I made me an appointment and went to the doctor. And they done what they had to do, and they told me that there was nothing but, you know, the sack of a baby there. And I was tore up.
Oh, no.
I was tore up. And from when I got home, which I got home late and he didn't know where I was. I hadn't called him or anything. My sister-in-law Sue went with me. And they told me I was going to have a DNC surgery. I'm not about all that.
Right.
But everybody kept telling me everything was going to be okay, you know, people coming to me and stuff, and I knew it wasn't. And then the Rydells were having their camp meeting over in Lebanon. So me and Leonard went to their camp meeting, and Leonard stood up and asked them all to pray for me. And when they got around me, it was all the women, they all around me. And after they were done praying for me and stuff, I went and sat down, and I looked at Leonard, and I said, "Was there a man near me?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, somebody spoke to me. A man spoke in a very soft voice and said it wasn't to be." And that's the words he said to me, "It wasn't to be." and a calm come over me. And I told Leonard, you know, what happened. And I said, okay, Lord. So when I got home, I called the next day and made my appointment. So I went in and seen the surgeon. And from May 14th to July 16th, I went in for July 16th is when I went in for my surgery. And after the surgery was over and stuff, I still felt like there was something wrong.
Yeah.
And they didn't get everything. So so we prayed and we prayed, because I dreaded going back to the hospital and have to go through that again. So I passed, looked like another baby. So I believe I had twins at that time. Mm-hmm. And, but God had his hand on me the whole time, because between May 14th, when I miscarried, to July 16th, I could have had gangrene set up in me and I would have been worse off. But the Lord knew I was waiting on him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's.
And
I was okay with the surgery and everything. And I went in there. My blood pressure was good. I was calm. I had two little Asian man and woman come in. They talked me into being put to sleep because I was scared to death of that. Yeah. And they said, everything's going to be all right. It's only going to be 10 minutes. We'll wake you up. So, but through the whole process, God was with me. He kept me from getting any sicker and, you know, and all that. So that's, and I believe God was with me that whole time.
And that's what's so amazing is God is so mindful. You mm-hmm. know, if it's when you was 13 with a burst appendix, or even as you got older and injured your back, or even with you while you was having a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And he's always mindful, and he always knows what we have need of mm-hmm. before we even ask. And he's just blessed you guys so much.
Yes.
Yes, he's blessed us abundantly.
Yeah. And not only has he abundantly blessed you, you guys have, because he's kept you all these years, you guys are such a blessing to us and to so many as well. And I know we love and appreciate you guys. And, you know, you guys are a very special part of our church. And I'm just thankful how the Lord's kept you guys and the testimonies that you guys tell and have. And we just appreciate you guys. And obviously we really thank the Lord for you both.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. We thank you for having us on here just to be able to tell our testimonies, because God he's so good. I don't want to fail to be able to give him the praise for what he's done for us.
And so we appreciate you guys coming on today. And hope everybody just enjoyed and was encouraged by their testimonies.
Yes.
And like we always say, if God did it for them, then he can do it for you. And we hope today's episode just increased your faith and just encouraged you to get through this week. And until next time, I hope everybody has a wonderful day.
See ya.
Have a good one.
God bless.
Thank you.